Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to Virginia with Tim Anderson, the attorney from down at Virginia Beach, who, you know, every time you come on, Tim, I keep waiting for other people to join the ranks and be appropriately aggressive like you are, calling out bad behavior, bad legislation that's just kind of flying under the radar at the Capitol. And you're the guy who's doing it, I think, you know, calling this stuff out. What is Senate Bill 5029? I saw this pop up on your Facebook feed, and I about fell out of the chair.
Yeah. Good morning, John. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Having me on the show again.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, obviously everybody's just eagle eye, razor focused on the presidential election, and and what's happening is the governor is signing laws, you know, there's very little fanfare. People aren't paying attention, and so, you know, for me, I'm still over here just trying to rattle the cage and make sure people see things. And you know, we wanted to really bring this one out to people's attention. So we've talked about this bill on your show before, and in a lot of ways. This is basically the bill where the General Assembly woke up and realized everything that they did was racist, and had to undo a lot of the laws and so forth, because this is racist and that is racist. And so this is the one where the headlight, you know, where they said you could drive down the road without headlights, and the police could pull you over because that was racist. And you can drive down the road without taillights. Police can't pull you over for that because that's racist. And so they've, you know, this bill has been talked about a few times, but this one we haven't really focused on, this component, which basically it really is focusing on what we see protesters doing in roadways, basically intentionally blocking vehicles and blocking roads. And there's obviously laws against that in Virginia. And one of the laws that prohibits people from the code says from carelessly or maliciously interfering with highway traffic. This law that exists under Virginia law, they basically have now added the component to it that said police cannot stop a pedestrian for carelessly or maliciously interfering with traffic. So they basically just cut the legs out of under it. And, you know, there's no, you know, no explanation for why they did that other than the fact that, you know, we've had all these protesters doing just that. You know, the Tara Durant case out in Fredericksburg, where they're jumping on top of her car and, you know, she's calling 911 and they're saying they're not coming. I mean, this is what this is directed for.
So they're legalizing and codifying the very protests that have been identified as some of the most dangerous in our society for everybody, for the protesters, because, you know, standing in the middle of the road, you might get hit by somebody who doesn't see you, or someone who gets scared and says, I'm not going to get a bullet through the head, I'm going to go forward. And for the innocent people who are driving around just going about their daily life, who suddenly encounter an angry mob of people, the Democrats in the legislature are making that legitimate, that behavior legitimate. That's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, and you know, the very next code section after the one I pointed out talks about, you know, it's illegal to basically be in a blind spot on the road, so where, you know, people couldn't see you. And They've stripped the police's ability to interfere with pedestrians on that one as well. So even somebody who's intentionally in a blind spot where you wouldn't, you know, and maybe you're kind of like on a curve and you're standing there in the road, or somebody who wouldn't be able to see you, they would not be able to interfere with the pedestrian. The police cannot interfere with the pedestrian for even being in a blind spot, in a dangerous position. And so, yeah, it's shocking. I mean, it is truly shocking that the General Assembly has just done everything they can to affirm the behavior of a very few amount of people that acted very badly during all of this, these protests that we've experienced. They've just affirmed and ratified and said, your conduct will not be punished in Virginia, and carry on. It's unbelievable.
Well, what they're saying is, going forward, when you've got a beef, and they have the mob on their side, the mob of students and you know, others who tend not to have an intellectual debate with you but want to intimidate you in the streets, that this type of behavior is going to be okay. I mean, look, you want to go down to the General Assembly and have your protest day with your signs. I mean, I've been down there for a bunch of different events where I have made my voice heard with a sign or with 1,000 people on the steps of the Capitol. That seems very legitimate. But the second I start taking that protest into the streets and start impeding other citizens and their ability, whether they are even aware of what I'm talking about or not, when I'm impeding other people in their life, I would have just thought all of us would say, no, we can't allow that to happen.
There's a real mindset change here. Let's just be, you know, adults in the room here. You can't be in the middle of the road, okay? The road is for cars. You don't get to bring your protest in the middle of a road and stop traffic or you know, intimidate people driving on the road. Take it to the state house. Take it to the city hall. You know, protest all you want in front of the governmental buildings, but you just don't get to be on the highway. You don't get to shut down 64 and, you know, Interstate 95 and all that. You just don't get to do that. But the General Assembly says you do, and you know, God, you know, and basically by what they're saying is that we're not going to let the police use a code section that deals with carelessly and maliciously interfering. Now, there are still some things the police can do, thank God. There are still some lines that people can cross, but the one that specifically says carelessly or maliciously interfering with traffic, they decided to cut the legs out from the police and not let them enforce the law on the careless and maliciously interfering pedestrians.
Listen, they're going to be hurt. There's some hurt people, maybe even some dead people, because of this type of direction from these really reckless leaders that we've sent to Richmond. And
yeah,
I'm hoping people will wake up and say no more to this.
I just encourage your listeners, you know, we got to, you know, this is the time when things are going to be like passing through and nobody's going to be talking about them. We have to be diligent. We have to be talking about this stuff because, you know, we're also focused on the presidential election. We're just, you know, we're taking our foot off the gas, but it's bad. It's going to be bad. And, you know, somebody's going to be driving in the mountains in Virginia with no taillights on. And they're going to be stopped. It's going to be foggy, and somebody's going to collide into the back of them. And a police officer can't stop them now for that. It's just people are going to get hurt. People are going to get injured. And the General Assembly is, you know, is just saying that's fine because we're woke. You know, we're woke.
Yeah. Anyway. Democrats are really putting us in a bad place. I appreciate you flagging it for us. Tim Anderson, the attorney in Virginia Beach. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.